no stopping, no stopping, no stopping, no stopping. 4 o'clock and I'm still rocking. Yes, 4 o'clock and I'm still rocking. 4 o'clock and I'm still rocking. No stopping, no stopping, no stopping, no stopping.
This is what, the 20th forecast? So we've officially been doing this for 5 months?
We have, yes. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more, because I think we were bi-weekly at first. But anyway, I'm David.
I'm Esther.
And we're going to talk about Wednesday Comics now that it's all done and complete. You want to go first?
Sure. Remember that talk we had about Sergeant Rock?
Yeah.
And how he said, don't worry, the harder you are on him, the harder he's going to kick your ass once he gets free.
Yeah.
You called that one wrong.
That was actually kind of surprising. It was the first plot twist in a Sergeant Rock story in decades, I guess. But, goodness, yeah. He got hit in the head a lot in that story.
He did.
It kind of felt like it was part of a longer overall story, if that makes sense. Because, like, we didn't get how he got captured or what happened after, and there was the interludes with his team that didn't really amount to a whole lot.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like, I've got a soft spot for Joe Kubert drawing Sergeant Rock. Like, that's one of those things that should always be.
And they did have the emotional twist at the end. It wasn't just punch, 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 shoot, shoot, punch, punch. We're done.
Yeah.
Nazis are gone now.
World War II is over. Yeah, I thought it was really, I don't know if they've established that Rock is part Jewish or full Jewish before now, but it makes sense. I mean, it's Joe Kubert defined the character, basically. Mm-hmm. He's synonymous with the character. And that was a nice little turn. Part of Kubert's thing with Rock is that each story back in the day would end with Make War No More. It's like they're always an anti-war comic. That makes a little sense. And I think this ties back into the fact that it's always about people, you know, and tragedies happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if it, like, I liked having it large size, like newspaper size, but I don't know if it really needed that. Because it stuck to, like, a pretty decent, like, 9 grid most of the time, it seemed like.
Yeah.
But did you like it overall? Like, was it worth the 12 weeks?
The Wednesday comics? Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
What surprised me was the Hawkman story.
Yeah.
Honestly, at first I was just like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that it was
Kyle Baker.
300.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Riff.
Just quoting the dialogue on the 300, except flap instead of walk.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, that could be, no, that's not really interesting.
Yeah.
And then they got into the fight with the dinosaur, and it was over. I loved it from then on. Like, this could not possibly get better. Oh, wait, this week it does.
Yeah.
So that was my complete surprise.
That's Kyle Baker's sense of humor is all over the place. Like, he does, you know, like, classic cartoon work, like Tom and Jerry type stuff, and then also, like, kind of mean humor, almost.
Yeah.
Because, like, the 300 thing was kind of a mean jab.
Yes.
Funny, but, you know. And just the entire strip is just an increasing series of just, like, jerk moves that Hawkman's pulling. And the way the Justice League just kind of, they were out in space fighting actual aliens, and he was just screwing around on the planet. You know, it was fun.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the art? Like, it's Kyle Baker's new, even more computery style than before. You liked it? Okay. I'm torn.
The squid around the dinosaur's legs panel, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
But other than that, it worked. It wasn't especially attractive to me, but it didn't get in the way or anything.
He did a series called Special Forces, which was, like, the meanest of all possible mean war comics. Because, well, basically, the, like, I guess it was in 04 or 05, the mm-hmm. Army was actively recruiting autistic kids, gang members, like known felons, to go fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. Like, this actually happened. And he read the paper and was like, this is ridiculous, so I'm going to make a comic that skewers this. Mm-hmm. And it's going to star an autistic guy, a delinquent girl, like, fresh out of high school, named Felony.
And that would be a pretty name for a girl.
Yeah, it actually would. That's the funniest part. But she's doomed for life. Like, she'll never, ever have a job. And it's just them in Iraq doing all these, like, crazy action movie star things. And the end of each issue would have newspaper clippings, like, showing where he got the ideas from. So you're like, all right, this is an awesome comic. This is better than Ultimates. You know, great action. And then you turn the page and you're like, oh, I've been cheering on something horrible. But partway through that book, he switched from kind of a 2D style mm-hmm. to his full-on 3D. Mm-hmm. And it was jarring in the book, and it kind of took me out of it a little bit. But mm-hmm. I liked it more in Hawkman. Like, I don't know what he did differently, but... And Hawkman was the second comic in Wednesday Comics to feature an awesome Aquaman.
Yes.
Like, that is unprecedented.
But very different.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
True.
That one was leading charge, and the other one was just, like, a harried executive.
He was like...
With a clam foe.
Jeremy Piven would be an awesome Aquaman after Supergirl. And I think in the end, Supergirl is still my favorite strip. Like, Palmiotti and Connor did a really great job with that one.
Yeah, that was consistently the most fun all the way through.
Yeah.
The Batman one really, really shocked me at the end. Like, you can see it makes... Okay, I'll just summarize it quickly.
Yeah.
Woman's been killing her husband and then his son and has various reasons. Mm-hmm. He's not a very good guy. He's also losing his mind. He's also abusive. And he's also rich. Yeah. So she wants his money.
It's like win, win, win.
Yes. And at the end, she realizes Batman's going to catch her and she shoots herself.
Yeah.
And Batman has known her as Bruce Wayne and known her biblically. Yes. And
that was in the name of fighting crime.
Yeah.
Like, he had no choice.
And at the end, she looks at him and she maybe, I think she puts her fingers against his mouth and she realizes that it's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And the police are coming in the door and she says, she starts to say Bruce. And he kisses her, and this is the first time they've seen that we've seen any sort of on panel.
Yeah.
Contact between them, although they have subtext at the dinner that they spend together, but
yeah.
So he kisses her, and so it's like that final moment, and then she dies while he's kissing her.
Yeah.
And then he just gets up and walks away.
And the cops are like, holy crap.
Yes, and you can, like, I understand that it makes sense as an emotional moment, you know, the final connection,
yeah.
Blah, 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 but holy crap! I mean, what must the cops have been thinking?
Yeah, that's...
Like,
I feel like Gordon would have started a manhunt for Batman after that. You know, I actually didn't read it as an emotional connection. Like, I thought he just didn't want her to say his name out loud. Because then the cops would hear Bruce and go, oh, Bruce Wayne, Batman, it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Though both work surprisingly well. But yeah, that's... It's disgusting, honestly, to kiss a dying yes. woman in the mouth. Wasn't she bleeding from the mouth, too? Because, like, you get
yes.
shot and you always, yeah. That was great art, but the end of that story, I don't know.
Yeah. I would just, at the very least, I would imagine Commissioner Gordon being like, okay, stop. Yeah. You're not disappearing on me this time. We're going to go talk about yeah. this.
You are going to sit in the corner until I figure out what's going on here.
Yeah. I mean, I understand your... I mean, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
And I think he did. He only would have kissed her to stop her from saying his name, but at
yeah.
the same time, you could see all the way through that they really felt something for each other.
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of the give us an excuse to write the on-page
yeah.
kiss. But, yeah, that kind of really...
If it'd come about 2 weeks earlier...
Yes.
Like, before she shot herself, but, like, after he knew she was a criminal or whatever, like, it would have been okay. But, like, at the very end, it just... Yuck.
Yeah.
What was...
I didn't even get as far as yuck. I just...
Pre-verbal.
Yeah.
What, did you read Commandy all the way through?
Yes, was, that was Ryan another... Sook.
Yeah.
And he was just on the next pages, that's Batman, right. Wasn't he?
Yeah. They quarantined all of the dead girlfriend kissing.
Dies in his arms stories. Yeah.
That one, I think I liked the art a little bit more than the actual story. Like, it was pretty good, but I really liked how they were doing the Prince Valiant thing, where it's just, like, landscapes and watercolor type... Not watercolor, yeah. But, like, washes and things.
Yeah.
Which, and it's kind of weird, that's all I have to say about it, because, like, I like Commandy a lot as a character. Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty awesome, I guess, hook, like, the last boy alive on a planet full of talking animals.
Yeah.
And have you seen the Commandy map? There's this map of Earth that Jack Kirby drew. It was just, like, the atlas for Commandy's time. And all of the continents have new names. And, like, there's little, I guess, pockets of resistance and city-states.
Yeah.
And they all have names like the Kangaroo Murder Society. Like, Africa has turned into, like, some place where, like, zombies live. And they had another kind of funny name. I almost wish they'd done more with that than kind of just a straightforward adventure tale.
Mm. I think it would have taken longer, though.
Yeah, that's true. But Kangaroo Murder Society, like, how can you turn that down?
I think it sounds funny as long as he was not the last boy on Earth.
Yeah.
And I think in the regular scripts, or regular comics, they had, like, he knew there was a city somewhere.
Yeah, he was searching for something.
Yeah. But he knew that there were other human beings.
Yeah.
Just being the last of your kind anywhere is too much of a downer to me to really get into the story. But like, hooray, you won over the were-tiger or whatever. You're still the very last of your kind.
Good luck growing old, jerk.
Yeah.
Man, the one I thought Superman was very pretty, and I actually really liked the lettering, but the story was so boring. Where the aliens come and then they fight and then they infect his mind, or they read his mind and start striking at everything he loves and give him, like, low self-esteem. I
wasn't a huge fan of the story, but I did like the tone.
Yeah.
And I thought it fit the art really well, where it's just kind of a melancholy story about him wandering around his old town and grown up now and...
Yeah.
But still feeling... real love and kinship for the people that even if he couldn't really if he felt a little estranged.
I guess part of the problem is that's my second least favorite Superman story is the I'm an outsider trying to fit in. Like, I like him when he's
and
like,
your first least favorite is they will try and get someone
jealous.
I love.
No, Lois gets jealous of some girl who's talking to Superman and is like, you know, are you cheating on me? And he's like, no, I'm Superman. Like, that's never ever going to happen.
And if you keep wondering whether I'm cheating on you, it's time we divorce.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how much more do I have to prove?
This?
Yeah. Like, he's the one character, except maybe like Captain Marvel, that you can't do an infidelity story with, because I just will never believe it. There was a recent issue where, like, Zatanna was hanging out with Superman, and Lois was like, you're spending more time with her than you are with me. And I'm just like, he's Superman. Like, he can't do wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, I think you're right about the tone. Like, it did very much fit the story. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just one of those stories that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
What came after Superman of Wednesday Comics? What was on the next page?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe Metamorpho?
I'm just zooming around. Metamorpho was a fun strip to see every week, but...
I feel like I stopped reading it when they hit the periodic table.
Yeah. It was more playing with the concept than a story, I think.
I think for it to
be...
Neil Gaiman and Mike Allred.
That tends to be what he does.
Yeah. I just feel like it should have been way better, like, considering the talent involved.
I thought the art was great.
Yeah. Allred's, like... great all the time.
And drawing a periodic table as a game of snakes and ladders, right? I mean, that...
They had a lot of little twists in there that I liked. It's just, I don't know, I felt, like, ambivalent, sort of. Like, I'd come to it, and I'd read most of it, and then I'd look and see there's, like, 1,000 words left.
Yeah, complaining about reading. That's hilarious. Mm.
But seriously, since I'm sitting in a room stacked high with books everywhere.
Yeah, very few of them are just ones without without pictures, though. They're all comics. Or yeah, actually, I have way too many books. Holy crap. But anyway, Supergirl came after Metamorpho, I believe. And that was my favorite. Like, yeah. Even the plot twist at the end.
Yeah.
Like, as dumb and Looney Tunes as that twist was, I laughed.
Yeah. It was Prozac, and it still is, and I wish it were a web comic.
Yeah.
That we could just see every week, because it's, I would look forward to it every single week.
Oh, totally.
Just something fun and cute. Supergirl and the Super Pets.
Yeah. It's like you were saying the other week about how DC should just start pumping out webcomics of all their characters. I still can't believe they don't do it.
See, I'm thinking, if you want Batman, the only place you can really get Batman is the comics.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's movies, games.
But, I mean, but you have to pay for most of them. If you can get Batman as a webcomic every week, I don't know. People don't adjust well to having to pay for things that were free before.
It's very much true. As we can see with MP3s and movies and games.
Yeah. So.
But I feel like if you use it as a loss leader or whatever, like you just put out, you know, a weekly Batman page and you still keep publishing the comics and on the page it's like, hey, you know, check your local comic shop for the ongoing adventures. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
And running a webcomic's not expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And it'd just be like money in the bank for advertisers. It seems like a no-brainer. There must be something I'm missing, but
if webcomics get most of their money through merchandising.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Though in a way, comics get a lot of money through merchandising too.
That's true.
Like Batman underwear.
That's true.
Maybe they're not so different after all.
But, it'd be interesting to see how they would divide up the money. Like, how much would go to the parent company.
Oh, yeah.
To the artist, to the writer.
Yeah. Because digital has to be cheaper than print. Like, I can't understand why it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
So that would shave off at least a few thousand dollars right off the top.
And if it were, I mean, honestly, what would be the point in ripping off a webcomic?
Yeah.
You can go to Torrance to get pretty much any comic. I mean, I can't because I have very few computer skills, and I'm also cautious.
Yeah. You know, but DC Comics knocking on your door, and Dan Didio letting you know, like, hey, that wasn't cool.
No, mostly I don't want people leaving horrible viruses on the torrents that you download and being like, I deserve this because I illegally downloaded comics. Can I even get this fixed or will they clap me in irons? But I mean, seriously, what's the point in doing that for a webcomics? It's faster just to click on the webcomic. If they do something about their webcomic site so you don't have to click three times to see the page. If it's just on the screen the way every single other webcomic is.
Since the dawn of history.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
so
be really nice.
So if it's just like, click, go see Supergirl for this week, that would, I don't know.
I think it'd be great. Like, yeah. I think it's,
I would definitely enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, it's free, it's online, which means, like, first, your user base is going to be so much larger just because it's online.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to go to a comic shop to get a comic book. There's 2,500 comic shops. Pretty much every house has a computer now, so, you know. And all it takes is just one nice blurb in, you know, the newspaper. They're like, Batman, new ground on the web, and everyone's there. Like, they'll go check it out.
Yeah. And, I mean, it just gets circulated online, too.
Yeah. They should hire us to head up their department.
If only they would, we'd fix everything.
And all my advice will be, do it like this. These other people did it before you who did it right.
And all my advice would be like, why shouldn't you? I mean, I don't see the problem. Oh, that's the problem?
Oh, ignore that.
Yeah. Pretend it's not. It'll be different for us.
Yeah. Dead Man.
Dave Bullock on art, and I forget who wrote it. How did that one strike you? Not at all.
Not really. Yeah. I liked the Demon Cat, though.
Oh, yeah.
I liked how it ended. When you're just like, aww.
Yeah.
I've seen her go on dates with Batman that way, too. So.
So that's her game. That's her trick. Yeah. This crazy world-ending threat. And then, oh, by the way, you know, I know a great special of the Olive Garden. That was a really good story.
Yeah.
Like, it took a little while to get going, I feel like. And mm-hmm. It was weird in a good way.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
And it brought together two heroes with very different... Well, Catwoman's been through so many different incarnations that anything could be her style. But her last and most popular
six or seven years, yeah.
It's very different from the whole magical realism thing that Jason Blood goes to. Or historical magic and, you know.
Yeah.
So it was just to see those come together so well.
Yeah, they were surprisingly compatible.
Yeah.
That's something I never would have thought. But I've seen, like, Catwoman fight Egyptian mummy gods or whatever, like in a Brubaker run, and that worked. I guess it's because...
Whereas Batman, just don't ever.
Yeah.
I mean, just don't ever. Batman should never utter a magical phrase.
Yeah. There was... there's so many times when he's been like, ugh, I hate magic. Though there is a memorable bit in...
He hasn't even liked metahumans.
Yeah. Like, why magic, you know? Like, that's way too far. But yeah, that was Ryan Sook on art, I think, for The Demon and the Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I also like how they got another job about Etrigan speaking in iambic pentameter all the time.
And, I don't know, the coloring for that really worked on the newsprint.
Yeah.
Like, the Superman one, I liked the... I guess it was almost shiny, like glinty.
It was very soft.
Yes.
Yeah.
But sometimes the newsprint, although I guess it works better than pure white pages below.
Yeah.
So that's wrong. The Teen Titans, though, that bugged me. The art bugged me,
honestly,
especially on the newsprint. It felt like, the lines, the black, someone had forgotten to add like the black wash onto the printing.
Man. Yeah, it did. I actually stopped reading Teen Titans like 3 pages in. Mm. I guess 3 weeks in, whichever.
But the Demon Cat one, just the colors popped and everything worked. So.
But yeah. So are you a Teen Titans fan?
No.
Or were you?
I want to be because Blue Beetle's in there.
Yeah.
But they've just gone through so many different team arrangements. They're like the Justice League.
Yeah, I feel
and
like there's a massacre
fact,
every
now,
6 months.
The Justice Society and the Outsiders, all the team books. It's only a team if you stay together for a while.
Yeah.
Secret Six has been more cohesive than
that's amazing.
Most of the hero books.
Yeah.
And considering they try to kill each other every single story arc and they lose at least one every single story arc, that shouldn't be.
Yeah. Teen Titans, like the main comic, not the Wednesday comic, there's just like a member gets murdered like every few months.
Yeah.
Like it's a selling point or something, and it's not what I went out of my teen comics.
Yeah.
And the Wednesday Comics one was just kind of boring. Mm. Like, I don't know.
It was mostly the colors that bothered me.
It was, the Blue Beetle suddenly turning into like Super Spanglish Man partway through too was super weird. But, you know, them's the breaks. Mm. What's left in Wednesday Comics?
I think we
did.
Got
we cover
it.
Everything?
Probably not, but we covered what we remember most. And
oh, Wonder Woman. I don't have anything to say about Wonder Woman. I still need to go back and reread it all.
As I've said, I generally don't have anything to say about Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I just don't know who the character is. Her and Black Canary. I just don't know.
Black Canary.
Like, what traits define either of them?
Yeah, I guess Wonder Woman's gimmick is that she's wonderful. If you'll pardon the pun. Like, that was totally by accident. Black Canary, I guess she's... What is her deal?
Yeah, I know.
It's like Superman, virtuous, Batman, jerk, but capable.
I wonder if that picked up on the microphone. If you heard a low roll of thunder, we're fine. It's not an earthquake, it was just my stomach.
The neighbors next door are cooking, and it smells kind of good. I don't know how it's getting through my window, because that's closed, but that must mean it smells extra good. But yeah, like, I tried to get into Wonder Woman. Like, I read the Rucka run, and that was okay, but, like, as a character, she just doesn't do much for me. Like, I have several other female warrior characters I like more than Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And they're all built from, like, that same Wonder Woman mold.
I would just say I couldn't possibly write her if I tried.
Yeah.
I just don't know who the character is.
How is Gail Simone treating her? What's her... Is there a hook, or is it just, she's Wonder Woman, read this comic?
I think it's the overall happenings on Amazon Island.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, for me, it's the interesting concepts and the secondary characters. The secondary characters, except for Nemesis.
Yeah.
I feel like I know exactly who they are. Mm-hmm. Nemesis keeps saying, oh, I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad, but we never see him do anything remotely bad. Or even consider it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But Wonder Woman, she's compassionate, she's just, she hates bloodshed of the innocent, you know, and that's all I got.
Generic hero archetype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
There are a few characters like that who I just don't know because they're blank for me.
It took me a long time to get into Superman because I felt like he was like that for so long.
Yes, that's another one.
Yeah.
But he at least has kind of Clark Kent, the complete dweeb, to ground him.
Yeah. Though Clark's not much of a dweeb anymore. It's weird.
He was a dweeb in the Morrison All-Star Superman.
Oh, yeah.
And I did love
that. He was a schlub.
Yes. But he was, like, intentionally a schlub.
Yeah. I remember there was an
interview. Which gives him actually even more character, where he's just having fun being this complete
Like, he's the best actor in the world.
Yes.
And Lois's disbelief, like, you're not Clark Kent. Like, you guys are pulling another one, you know, on me.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I forget what it was that made me actually like Superman, but I think it was probably the time he wrestled an angel on the moon. That was when he was electric, too, so, like, there was no reason to like that story. But it was, like, Grant Morrison early in his JLA run, and basically angels are trying to stage a coup in heaven, and they're going to use Earth as their thing. And Superman is just like, no, I'm not going to let this happen. And so he literally wrestles an archangel on the moon. It's kind of amazing. Like, then I got it, like, oh, he's the ultimate hero. He's what everyone wants to be.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the Justice League are like, is he really fighting an angel? You know, like, this guy is Superman. But Wednesday Comics overall, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up. I'd buy more if they brought it out.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want it to be every week. Like, I kind of like having it be like a summer thing, you know?
Like the big summer movies.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for the blockbuster comics.
On newsprint.
Yes.
These are just like your daddy's comics. But yeah, I think that even though I wasn't too fond of some of the stories, it's still a high B+ because it kept me interested.
I'd give it an A.
Yeah.
I love the concept, and I like that, you know me, I love those kind of variety show type comics. And this was like Superman Batman, or like Batman Confidential, or Legends of the DCU, or things, except I didn't have to wait a couple of months to get the next story. I just had to flip the page.
Yeah.
So, I loved it.
I hope DC does more, like, in this vein. Though I actually kind of hope it'll be longer next time, like more artists and writers involved. Because like 15 or 16, I think it was 15, like that's cool. Yeah. But I always want like more, you know. And getting like 30 pages of stuff in one shot is always good.
Yeah, but then you pay $10 per comic.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes these things backfire.
Enjoy this. I spent $150 on this one.
Man.
Okay, Bob Wayne's probably salivating.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He's like, I'm writing this one down.
$150. Some fan said it somewhere.
finally a good idea from David Brothers, you know.
I mean, like, oh, these people don't know what they're talking about.
They're prepping the Wednesday Comics trade, apparently, doing the design and stuff.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
They haven't said anything about format, but I'm excited. Like, I assume it won't be just a normal size trade. It's got to be something special. But who knows when that'll come out. Mm. But I will probably end up buying it, because I think it'll just be fun.
Yeah.
No stopping, no stopping, no stopping, no stopping.